Chris Perillo Show coverage of CTIA Wireless is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register .com domains for only $6.95 when using coupon code CHRIS3 at GoDaddy.com. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
If you're from Seattle and you want somebody you can count on to receive a pass in massive interference, you want Steve Largent. Now he heads the organization CTIA that helps make sure that you can receive a clear signal with your cell phone or other wireless technologies.
It's great to be with you.
Steve, can you give listeners who may not necessarily have a background a little history on what the CTIA is and what exactly your role is in the industry?
Yeah, there might be a little confusion when they think of me as a football player, and now I'm heading up the Wireless Association. But the Wireless Association was created about 1983 or 84, and its purpose was to represent the wireless industry at that time, which was a very nascent organization. And over the years, the organization has gone through contraction and expansion, and today it's a very vibrant, active organization that I was given the opportunity to lead as the CEO and president of the organization. And what we do is we work to offer the collective voice of the wireless industry before legislative and regulatory bodies. So primarily, we're working before Congress in Washington, D.C., and before the FCC. But more and more, we found ourselves being involved in state legislative and regulatory bodies as they've begun to creep into our business.
Now, one of the things that I noticed that I believe you brought up in your keynote was that the CTIA needs to take an active role in making sure that the wireless industry doesn't get overregulated. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
The thing about the wireless industry that I love, the reason I took the job, was because it is a highly competitive, highly innovative industry. And you see that here at our show with all the different aspects and new tools and games and applications that are coming out in the wireless industry. It's very innovative, but it's also very competitive. You look at the landscape today, and a lot of people can name, you know, Verizon and Singular and Sprint, Nextel, and T-Mobile. But the fact is, those are just the nationwide carriers. We have 180 different carriers in this country that are supplying their customers with cellular service. So it is highly competitive, highly innovative service. And so my message is essentially, particularly to regulators and legislators, is let us compete and continue to offer these incredibly innovative, robust services at competitive prices to our customers. And I think anytime you have an industry that's offering their services, and it's a competitive industry, if it's competitive, it's going to be highly innovative, that you don't need to overregulate it. And that's what we're trying to prevent in the wireless industry.
What would you say are the top three or four hot button items facing the wireless industry right now?
It depends on which aspect you want to talk about. If you're talking about regulation and legislation, Congress in Washington, D.C. is contemplating a massive rewrite of the telecommunications law. The House just passed, in fact, this week, a narrow version of that particular act. The House didn't pass it. The Telecommunications Committee of the Commerce Committee did. So that would be one thing that we are actively involved in and very concerned about, is what that new telecommunications law would look like. So that's obviously very high on our radar screen. The FCC is involved in a number of issues that impact us. The truth in billing, which is a it layers on more laws and rules of how wireless is presented to customers. Early termination fees, the various states are involved in enacting actually taking out early termination fees of carriers for a variety of reasons. And so the main concern that we have as an industry is if you want to regulate us, and again, we don't think we need to be, but if you want to, then establish one set of rules that will regulate the industry as a whole. Don't set up 50 different rules in 50 different states, because that really creates a scenario where we can no longer offer national rates, which, as you've seen the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, have continued to decline. The price of our service has come down 80% in the last 10 years. But if we start seeing more and more in action of these type of state laws that want to regulate us, then it inevitably will lead to higher prices for our consumers. And we don't want to do that. We want to keep our prices low and affordable and competitive.
Now, one of the things that I just happened to see on CNN headline news that's kind of playing in the background here behind us is that there's another study suggesting that cellular phones are linked to cancer. Does the CTIA wireless play any role in educating consumers about these kinds of studies?
Oh, sure we do. And we've in fact paid for the federal government to conduct studies like that. Because the truth is that the service that we offer, there was another major study that was just revealed, 2 or 3 months ago, that showed that there was no linkage between cancer and using wireless devices. So, you know, I've heard of the study that came out. I haven't seen it, so I don't know who did it or what their particular angle or bent is. But, you know, we continue to advocate for you know, our service, but at the same time, you know, we're not about putting devices or technology out there that's unsafe for people. We have kids too, and so we don't want to see that happen.
Talking more specifically about this year's show, it's taken on a lot more international flavor than it has in past years. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've actually highlighted that fact. I think there's people from like 60 different countries that are here. Some of them are represented by companies that do business in the United States, like Nokia or Samsung or LG or somebody like that. But a lot of people are just coming to see our show and see what's happening in America in the wireless industry. And we think that's a great thing. We think exposing as many people as possible to the great things that are happening in wireless is very positive for us as an industry. And we try to promote that.
Is CTIA taking on a lot of international issues as well as U.S. regulatory issues?
Well, we have both national companies like Sprint, Nextel, or T-Mobile, or Verizon. But we also have a lot of international companies, Samsung, Nokia, and many, many others that are involved in the industry. A lot of them, at least in this country, are in they're manufacturing handsets. But even beyond that, we call them third-party vendors that are there and helping facilitate delivery of emails or text messages or downloading ringtones. Those companies that are doing that in the U.S. are really international companies. They're doing it all over the world. So we have kind of a mixed breed here in this country. And our view is it's a good thing because they're able to supply different aspects in the wireless industry and give our consumers more choice. And more choice just means lower prices, and that's always positive in the wireless industry.
Now, as CEO of the CTIA, I suppose you probably can't really play favorites, but if you could pick out one or two really cool things that you've seen so far at this year's show, what would they be?
I did have a chance to walk the floor yesterday. There's so many cool things out there. Let's see. I went by a couple of handset manufacturers, and they were showing me what's happening now is, as you know, in this country, we have phones that are either GSM or CDMA, and that's two different types of technology. And they're actually coming out with phones that have both technologies in one phone. So a phone that can work on a GSM platform or a CDMA, and I don't know how they do that. I'm not a technician, and I'm certainly not an engineer, but it really is amazing to see the amount of technology that is here at our show. But another guy that got an award actually here at our show invented a watch that became a cell phone. So, you know, you look at your watch and then you decide it's 4:15, you got to make a call. You pop the watch out and you flip it around and it's a cell phone and you make your call. I don't know how they do that. I laugh when I see this stuff. It's funny to me, that people are so creative. But you know, you go beyond that and you get into the technology, behind the phones, behind the towers, that is able to deliver that kind of, new, and innovative services, it's just amazing.
To sort of completely get off topic, you are one of two people in Seattle Seahawks history, if you count the fans as people, to have their number retired, as far as I know. And so how did you feel about the Seahawks making it to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, it was the first Super Bowl game I ever went to. I said I wasn't going to go unless the Seahawks played in it, and I never have been to a game until this year. And to be honest with you, I am so proud of the team. They did a fantastic job. The game was a terrible game, and I'm not going to, you know, make any bones about that. I thought the officiating was terrible, and I don't know that it would have changed the outcome of the game. So I'm not making excuses or saying, you know, we lost because of the officials, but the officiating was bad. But I would just say that I'm really proud of the Seahawks. They've done a great job, and I was really proud of them this year.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of CTIA Wireless is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Save $5 on any purchase of $30 at GoDaddy.com using coupon code Chris2. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.